My name is Reba Dominski. I'm Senior Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility at U.S. Bank and the President of the U.S. Bank Foundation.
Absolutely. Now, today we are talking about volunteer in our local communities. Now, according to this release, U.S. Bank announced the launch of Community Possible Relay. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So we did a study into volunteerism at U.S. Bank, and we found that volunteerism is on a decline. And the main reasons that volunteerism is declining in this country is because people just simply don't have the time. We're all really busy and aren't taking the time to volunteer. People don't know how to get involved. They don't know how to give and serve in their local community, and they don't want to do it alone. So when we saw the results from that study, we started thinking about what can U.S. Bank do to make a difference and to inspire others to give and serve in their local communities. Earlier this year, we announced a new corporate giving and engagement platform. It's called Community Possible, and there are three central themes: work, home, and play. You know, if you think about it, what made this country great is what will continue to make this country great: having a stable job, a home to call your own, and communities that are connected through arts, recreation, and play. So we came up with this concept to launch Community Possible in a big and very memorable way, and we're doing something at U.S. Bank that has never been done before, a volunteer relay. And that's what the Community Possible Relay is all about. Think of it as a wave of volunteerism that will move across the country. So a concept that unique had to have a unique symbol, and I'd love to share with you a little bit more about what that symbol is. It's called our mobile baton. The mobile baton, if you think about it, if you've ever run in a relay, I was a track runner, and if you think about it, one of the most important components in a relay is the handoff. It's where you hand the baton to the next person who's going to run the next leg. And so as we thought about the Community Possible Relay, we thought, how do we hand off the baton? How do we hand off the spirit of giving and service from one community to the next and build a movement across the country? And so we took an executive coach bus, it's giant, and we wrapped it in U.S. Bank blue, and we listed on the side of the bus all of the cities that we're going to be visiting. So you are not going to miss the mobile baton if it's driving next to you on the highway or if it's parked at a community event. And the mobile baton is going to travel 12,000 miles over 3 months, stopping in 38 communities, completing both planned and random acts of service alongside our awesome U.S. Bank volunteers.
Now, where does this launch? Where's the starting point, and when is it going to start?
Yeah, it started actually at the beginning of May. We launched in Orange County in California at the OC Marathon because we thought, what better place to launch a relay than at a marathon? And it has visited the bus, I think, 12 or 13 cities so far: Las Vegas, Phoenix, Denver, Cheyenne, Sacramento. And again, we'll be visiting 38 communities, completing service projects around work readiness, job training, financial education, home building and rehabilitation, as well as making sure there are access to the arts for underserved communities. So we're in communities across the country this summer.
Now, I know the goal of this is to increase community volunteer work in our local community. So what can you say to our listeners who maybe fall in this 50% decline or don't want to do it alone or don't really know how to do that? What tips can you give them to become more involved in their community?
Yeah, the goal of the Community Possible Relay is to involve 153,000 volunteers nationwide. That represents 1,000 people for each year of U.S. Bank's history. And believe me, I know, I have two kids and a busy life. It is really hard to figure out how to get involved. But through the Community Possible Relay, we want to make that easy on you. So what we're asking your listeners is we're going to be in Kansas City June 18th and 19th. If you follow us on Twitter, U.S. Bank News, or you put the hashtag Community Possible into Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you're going to see information about where the Community Possible Relay has been and also where it's going. And if you can't come to events, we really hope to inspire your listeners to get out and make a difference in the Kansas City community. We want them to volunteer or serve in a way that matters to them and then to share their story on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook with that hashtag, hashtag Community Possible. And, you know, if you really want to simply find a way to engage, there's a couple of resources I might recommend. At U.S. Bank, we use Volunteer Match, volunteermatch.org. It's a really simple site. You can just type that into your browser, and you can put in a cause that matters to you and your zip code, and you will literally get hundreds of volunteer opportunities to give and serve in a way that really matters to you. You can also leverage the United Way. The United Way is a great resource for finding fantastic opportunities to volunteer. So if your listeners can come be part of the Community Possible Relay when we're in Kansas City on June 18th and 19th, that would be great. If not, hashtag Community Possible, and they can engage and be part of the story.
Now, I think that's everything I had for you today. Is there anything else you want to add to our listeners before we let you go?
No, just really encourage all of your listeners to be part of this call to engage 153,000 volunteers nationwide. We want to make a difference in communities across the country, including Kansas City. So follow us on hashtag Community Possible.